Hi there, I'm Tom Field. I'm Senior Vice President of Editorial with Information Security Media Group, talking today about the future of segmentation. Joining me is Ofer Wolf, Senior Vice President, General Manager, Enterprise Security with Akamai. Ofer, thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today.
Thank you for having me on board in this program.
Ofer, our audience appreciates the need and the benefits of network segmentation. We've talked about it for many years now, but how would you describe the state of segmentation today?
Yeah, so I think segmentation. I have many years in the industry, and I started in the firewall side of the business, and moved to the segmentation or micro segmentation piece. So segmentation was here for a generation now, but the segmentation in the granularity that you need to address the current or the past 5, 10 years threats had kind of two generations. The first generation was very high level segmentation that was done with software and no longer with bulky firewall appliances, but it was kind of quite static. It was very rough segmentation. The first generation of NSX, to those that are familiar with the VMware architecture. And then what we saw is that it's not enough. And we moved now to the second generation, which is more dynamic, more purpose-built segmentation, micro-segmentation, ability to segment the application in good enough granularity and in fast enough to make it viable. And we are now starting to see that spreading into the Fortune 500, the Forbes 2000 list of enterprises, but yet I think the market is not yet mature on the second generation. I think less than 50% of the market has today real segmentation in the large enterprises. And when you go down market, it's a bit less, and customers are getting more and more the notion that they need to do it. And they need to do it fast.
Ofer, I want to ask you how AI has been a game changer in a couple of ways. Talk about how it's been a game changer in terms of attacks against networks.
Yeah, so what AI gives to the attacker is the ability to do things in parallel, to do things way faster than what he used to do when, or he and she used to do when it was done semi-manually, and it allows them to do it in a way that basically things that would have taken kind of typically 2 months penetrate the perimeter, and then from the perimeter, once you are inside the network, to move laterally until you manage to get to the crown jewels, and sometimes you need to wait and do reconnaissance, etc., etc. Those things now are done in parallel with all the techniques in parallel with a lot of AI-based tools, and the order of magnitude is it's basically two order of magnitude faster. So something that would have taken months will take now minutes, can take minutes, can take
Sure.
hours, but it's not days. It's even faster than days. And we need, as a defending side, we need to adapt to that.
Ofer, given what you've described and how adversaries are using AI, how does this mean that traditional segmentation is no longer sufficient?
Yeah, so the ability to segment something that let's say that we found out that a new CVE, a new vulnerability that need to be patched, and usually the process is that the security team is going to the business team that's running the application, and they negotiate and said, okay, let's patch it next month or next week or next in the next upgrade cycle, etc. This process is no longer good enough because until you will patch the system from the vulnerability, the attacker that saw the vulnerability exactly in the same time that you heard about it publicly sometimes, We'll already have the tool and we'll already be able to use it. So we need to move way faster from the minute that we found vulnerability and say, okay, those 45 servers in your networks have this vulnerability on them. Now you cannot no longer just sit and wait until you will patch it. You'll have to do something now. And this ability and this need to do something now, that's the change that we all need to realize. That we don't have the luxury anymore to wait until the current process of patching. We will have to do something. And whether we can do something that is will be on one hand secure, but on the other hand will not break the application and will not break the business, that will be what we as industry need to get and to do now. And this is a new segmentation. The new segmentation will need to have a way to do real time, close to real time blocking of a new threat that was discovered, because we don't have the luxury anymore of days and weeks and months between the discovery of the vulnerability and then my patching and my handling of that vulnerability.
Talk more about that. How has segmentation evolved?
Yeah, so look, segmentation basically started as first visibility first. So customers first deploy the tool in order to understand what's going on in the network, and then to see if something is wrong, etc. And many of them usually started from segmenting one application or like Swift or 10, 20, 30, 40 crown jewel applications that were discovered. Or that were defined by the business, but all in all, it wasn't really a critical need of them to do, let's segment 500 applications, which is a typical financial would have, sometimes even more. Let's segment 500 because the risk level was on one hand moderate. And the effort, on the other hand, was very high to do 500 applications manually, one after the other, to find what is the rule set that we should have to each of them. This is the main change of that AI can help with. So the pace that I can do segmentation of a given application is order of magnitude faster with AI. All the steps of segmentation that we analyzed and we solved with AI, we realized that we can get an order of magnitude faster pace when using the right tools in the right way. And this is a game changer because it's clear that we need to segment. There's no questions about that. The regulators are demanding that. The customers understand that even without the regulation. But they were hesitant to move due to the effort. And the effort is now solved with AI.
And you've made the point to me that segmentation is even easier today. Is that fair to say?
Yes, when we use AI smartly, we can get things way, 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 way faster. We can use AI first, to identify the assets in the network, kind of to find what is the role of each of your 10,000 assets or servers or endpoints in your network. We can label that. We can say, okay, this asset, because it is a known application that many customers have, so this asset behaves like the billing front end of a certain application, or this asset is another type of asset. So we can say what type of asset you have, and then we can also say if it is a known application, we can say so that's the traditional way to segment that application. If it is a homegrown application, we can also see behaviors of application and say, okay, we don't know for sure, but we believe that this application, those assets belong to certain application, and that's the behavior, and that's the recommended a policy for those assets. So this is on the discovery of the assets and on the segmentation of the assets. In addition, you know from your experience that AI can be an amazing assistant or a team player that sits next to you virtually and can help you. Instead of having an expert sitting right next to you, you'll have now AI sitting next to you, and you can ask him, "Hey, show me this, show me that, show me my label, show me my connection. What application you, as the expert, recommend me to do first?" You can ask him real life question, and you will get good enough answers to speed up the process. So I think this is a great the biggest revolution in the segmentation field in the past 10 years since I'm in that space is this.
Let's bring it back to Akamai. How are you helping your customers to embrace both the present and the future of segmentation?
Yeah, so segmentation is highly important, but it's part of the zero trust framework. So it's part of defending the east-west side of the network, but you have also the north-south part of the network, which is the ability of the applications to connect to their users, so to the owner of the application or owners and users of the application. And we are trying to put all of it together in one product. I think that we are the only one in the industry that have east, west, and north, south covered by the same platform. So the ZTNA part, the Zero Trust Network Access, and the segmentation part can be together on one platform. And the other thing that Akamai is augmenting is, of course, the exposure detection and response, which is the cybersecurity layer that sits on top of the segmentation, that basically allows you to say, okay, and if there is a threat inside my network, let's find it. Let's have a lot of AI algorithms, AI-based algorithms to try and pinpoint a behavior that shouldn't have been there in the first place. And let's now try to pinpoint that behavior and then remedy that behavior. So there is something suspicious on that behavior of this specific server out of your 10,000 servers. Let's pinpoint that this server is behaving in a suspicious way because of one of our hundreds of AI-based algorithms identify that, and now let's remedy. Let's block. Let's quarantine. Let's do any other activities that will basically prevent that threat to be a Trojan horse inside your network. So Akamai basically realized, Akamai, after they acquired Guardicore a few years back, and had the east-west piece, eventually put together all the pieces of the zero trust stack under one division, and we are providing now the end-to-end solution of your zero trust story.
Well, we've covered a lot here. Where can our listeners go to learn even more?
Yeah, so they can meet us at RSA if they are traveling to RSA, and they can go to our website at akamai.com, and they can call us. They can find us anywhere. Akamai is one of the largest. It's one of the largest security vendors out there, and we will be extremely happy to meet anybody that wants to learn more and to help.
Ofer, thank you for your time and insight today.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
Again, the conversation has been about the future of segmentation. You just heard from Ofer Wolf with Akamai for Information Security Media Group. I'm Tom Field. Thank you for your time and attention today.